We're in Simen Tav Kuf Dalet Sif Aleph. The Machaber says, "Ein Shochin Asa Pilpulin V'lo Sachar Dal Bari Chaim Shalahem Shim Dehavi Uvdin Dechol." You're not allowed to grind up peppercorns or mustard seeds or anything like that in the grinder, which is generally used for them, because this is of the Dechol. The Mishnah Berurah says that one possible Isser is because it's of the Dechol, based on the language of the Machaber, but other Rishonim say that it's not because of the Dechol, rather by Tochin Gamur. Is going to be Asar on Yom Tov according to all opinions. And even if you want to do it through a Shinui, such as doing it one at a time, that's going to be Asar in a Rechaim. So two possible reasons why you can't use a Rechaim on Yom Tov is either of the Dechol, or because this is Tochen Gomor, which is going to be Asar according to everyone. Ella dach osam b'mendocha k'chol tavlim. Rather, you use the mortar and pestle instead of using the actual grinder that is normally used for it. The Rama adds that even though the Machaber said that if you do the grinding through a shinui by salt, or that's what you need to do, but by other tavlin, other spices, you don't even need to use a shinui. That is the opinion of the Machaber. But the Rama says that one should do a shinui anytime they are going to grind up any spices of any sort, and that is what the Minhag Olam is. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because there are poskim who are machmir and say that even by those spices whose taste is going to be ruined if you do it on Erev Yom Tov, it's only mutter to do it with a shinui. Because it would only be allowed to be done without a shinui if you didn't know that you needed it Erev Yom Tov. But if you knew that you needed Erev Yom Tov and you didn't do it on Erev Yom Tov, so then you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. So we're concerned for that opinion, and therefore we say to do it with a shinui. However, this is only by regular spices, but by garlic or by onions or something like that, so then everyone agrees that you're allowed to do that on Yom Tov itself, the reason being because those are worse than spices, and those, if you don't do it on Yom Tov, if you do it on Erev Yom Tov, so those that taste is going to be ruined completely, and you won't be able to eat it at all, as opposed to spices, whose taste will just be a little worse, not ruined completely. The Mishnah Berurah quotes others who say that in all situations, you need to use a shinui in order to do the grinding, so that people realize that you're only allowed to grind that which you need, to chop up that which you need for the yontif itself. However, the Shaar HaTzion quotes Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who says, still, even according to this opinion, by shum, by garlic, so then you don't need to use a shinui. However, Rav Yashiv says that even according to that, using a garlic press would be a problem. Even if you don't need a shinui when you crush the garlic, using a garlic press would be a problem. So to summarize, really, the Machaber holds that all spices you're allowed to grind or chop up to tochein on in the regular fashion, because its taste will be worse if you do it Erev Yom Tov. But the Rama says the Minhag Olam is to do it with a shinui. Then shum and batzel, things like that, whose taste will be ruined completely if you do it on Erev Yom Tov, the Rama says that you would be allowed to do it on Yom Tov without a shinui. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes some who say even that should be done with the shinui. The Shaar HaTzion says that garlic, according to everyone, is going to be allowed to be chopped up without a shinui. Sif beis mutar laholich tivalen umadoch etzal madocha umadocha etzlam afilu derech rishus harabim afal pishai efshol licham me'arav yom tov. You're allowed to bring the spices to the grinder to the spices, even through rishus harabim, even though you could have done it on Erev Yom Tov, and we're not concerned that maybe when you're carrying it, you'll change your mind and say, oh, I'm not really going to do it, and then you will have carried for no reason, which would be also, rather, we assume once you're carrying it, you are going to use it in the end. Siv Gimel, in Kochin Harifos Mechteshes Gedola, you're not allowed to grind up wheat in a large grinder. Of a Kochin Mechteshes Ketana, you're allowed to do it in a small grinder, Shezehu Shino Shela, because this is a Shinui. Ube Eretz Yisrael, if you look Tana Asa, and in Eretz Yisrael, even the small grinder is not allowed to be used. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes a bunch of different reasons why Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a couple of different reasons for this. Some say it's because they normally had slaves, and the slaves wouldn't follow the rules in Eretz Yisrael. They would do it in a normal fashion, so therefore the Chachamim answered it. So if we don't have slaves, then it would be that wouldn't apply. Some say in Eretz Yisrael where the chitim were meshubachim, they didn't get ruined. And even if you did it before Yontif, it would be fine. So therefore, nowadays, it would depend on whether that's true or not. Some say it's because in Bavel, they would normally eat daisa. And therefore, when they would chop it up on Yom Tov with the small one, that would be a shinui. But in Eretz Yisrael, where they wouldn't normally do it, so they would normally use the katana. So therefore, that's why katana was usher. So, okay, it all depends on what the reason was. And what should be Mashenbura says that we should be machmer like all the opinions. And therefore, you'd end up not using a machteshes katana either. That's what the Mechaber says. Kevin she'enan yodim achshav manikris gedolo katana yesh lesser hakol. Since we don't know what's called a machteshes gedolo and what's a katana, you shouldn't use a machteshes at all, the grinder at all. There's a discussion about using a grinder to grind up coffee on Yom Tov, to grind up meat on Yom Tov, to grind up vegetables on Yom Tov, all different issues discussed by the poskim. Using an electric grinder, which you left on before Yom Tov, or on a Shabbos clock, so Rav Yashiv says that should for sure be usher because of Shemilsa, it's loud, and also because of the Dechol.